This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Friday, May 20th. Friday's weather should start with showers and possibly even thunderstorms, but it will eventually clear off into a sunny day. The showers are mostly predicted to be around 4 a.m. and 11 a.m. After that, the showers should gradually clear, with a high of around 70 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area. A judge Thursday set a $1.5 million bail for a Cedar Rapids man charged with two counts of first-degree murder in two fatal shootings that happened within 24 hours of each other in January. Sixth Judicial Associate District Judge Russell Keast, during an initial appearance hearing, ordered the bail for Cassius Childress, 20, without hearing any arguments from the prosecution or defense. Childress was arrested with the assistance of U.S. Marshals in Davenport on Tuesday. So far, criminal complaints haven't provided a motive for the slayings, or a connection, if any, between the two victims and Childress. Linn County Attorney Nick Maybank said Thursday that the three were associates, but declined to provide further information. Mercy Medical Center has named Dr. Timothy Quinn as its next president and CEO. The family medicine physician, who has been the executive vice president and chief of clinical operations since 2012, will step into the top leadership position effective January 1st of 2023. Officials at the 424-bed hospital in Cedar Rapids announced their selection on Thursday. Dr. Quinn will replace Timothy Charles, who plans to retire at the end of this year after 19 years at Mercy Medical. Iowa Athletics Director Gary Barta opened himself up to criticism earlier this month when, on a UI Athletics website podcast, he suggested the NCAA consider reinstating a year of ineligibility after a student-athlete transfers. In an interview with the Gazette, Barta conceded that such a change is unlikely at this point, but he did seek to clarify his stance that the current situation promoting a bidding war for recruits and transfers is unsustainable. Barta said NIL opportunities should be for student-athletes, not recruits, and he hopes the NCAA can restrict situations where boosters might be paying players directly, rather than through the proper channels. He said, if they do that, in theory, hopefully it would slow things down. It would get it back to a realization that name, image, and likeness is designed for student-athletes to earn money off their name, image, or likeness. It's not designed to be used as a recruiting addition. You can read the full interview between the Gazette and Barta on thegazette.com.